Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo, keeping you connected to your faith and your world. Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tomeo.
And it's a Monday. It's January 14th, 2019. Great to be with you as we move toward the March for Life in Washington. I was chatting with Matt Swain from the Sunrise Morning Show on Sacred Heart Radio, and I'm telling you, he is saying that they had 11 inches of rain in the nation's capital. But don't panic, because the good news is it's over with, and it's moving out of there now, and they have plenty of time for cleanup moving into Thursday and Friday, and Thursday is when most of the buses will be heading down. Some are heading down earlier on Wednesday. But can you imagine? It reminded me of Snowmageddon back in January of 2016, 3 years ago. And Marcy Klatt, my dear friend Marcy, who's head of media support for my company and does my Facebook page, found a picture of me interviewing some college students from Miami. You have to go on Facebook and look at this. I am literally covered in snow. And I remember what coat I wore, because I try to wear a different coat each year just to be different. And I had a gray coat on and a gray hat, and it looked white. That's how much snow was covering. And I remember standing at the foot of the Supreme Court, footsteps of the Supreme Court, and interviewing these wonderful young people. Actually, they weren't college students. Now I recall they were high school students, freshmen and sophomores, so articulate and so knowledgeable in terms of the pro-life issues. And nothing seemed to faze them, even though they were from Miami, and they're standing there in the freezing cold and the snow. I mean, the snow was coming down. I couldn't say buckets because it wasn't rain, but it was so heavy. And I have a pile of snow on the top of my head. My arms are covered in snow. Anyway, doesn't look like it's going to be that way this weekend, thanks be to God. They are calling for cloudy skies. It'll be chilly. It won't be super cold. It'll be in the mid-40s. So that's doable, in the mid-40s. After being out there all day, you will be cold, but nothing compared to Snowmageddon a few years ago, and nothing compared to the brutal sub-zero temperatures we had 5 or 6 years ago. So all things are go for the March for Life, and I leave on Wednesday, and then we will have a special Catholic Connection for you on Thursday, and then we'll go live, and they'll be carrying our coverage here on the radio. On Friday morning, we hit the airwaves around 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'll be on all day until about 3 o'clock. I'll be doing interviews in the morning from 9 to noon, then the rally will take place, and then we hit the ground quite literally running and chasing after all of you wonderful folks walking up Constitution Avenue. So look for us with the EWTN cameras and the trucks and everything, and hopefully we can grab an interview with you at some point. It's going to be fun. Can't wait. And that's coming up, of course, this Friday, the 46th March for Life. And the theme is awesome. It's pro-life is pro-science. So there you go. Coming up on the program today, Ken and Signe Castell are going to be joining us about 8:35, 8:40. We're going to be taking a look at this wonderful event that takes place each year, and that's World Marriage Day, their World Marriage Day dinner. The World Marriage Day is a day set aside by the Church to recognize the importance of the sacrament of marriage and its impact on the families and the world. And you just heard the, you're going to hear this morning, the Holy Father talking about the importance of carrying the faith out at home. And he says one of the ways to do that is to show your children how much you love each other. He keeps repeating this theme with married folks and with families. Very important theme it is. And we'll share that with you, and we'll talk to Ken and Signe about it. But World Marriage Day is one of the best bangs for your buck. You're looking for a nice date night? It's going to be amazing. You go to the beautiful San Marino Club. You get a great meal. You hear Rennie Kaufman and his daughter. Great music, dance music. You can listen to them singing various numbers from different Broadway productions while you're eating your dinner. They have a cash bar for you there. It's just a beautiful evening. And why people aren't lined up out the door. Now, it normally sells out, but it drives me nuts that we have to pound the pavement so much to get people interested. I was mentioning this. Deacon Dom and I did a retreat over the weekend, which was a blast for the couples in diaconate formation. We did our Intimate Graces talk, and then in the afternoon I did Girlfriends and Other Saints. We were talking about how we have to pay attention to our marriages. And the research shows that even those in ministry are affected by this, and oftentimes a lot more than other folks because they're so consumed with helping other people that they put their marriage and their closest relationships on the back burner. And there was a survey that was done several years ago, and you've heard me quote it before, Christians too busy for God. Where 6 in 10 Christians, Catholic and Protestant people who were surveyed, and they didn't just identify as a Christian. These are people who said they had a relationship with Christ, saying that they are too busy for God. And the highest number or the group in terms of the biggest numbers of folks who say that they are too busy are people in ministry. So this is across the board. And if we don't have our marriages and our relationships in a good place, our ministries aren't going to be in a good place either. And this is why this is so, so important to take time out for your marriage. And we'll talk with Ken and Signe about that coming up. They're going to be emceeing World Marriage Day again. Deacon Dom and I are going to be in Israel with Steve Ray. We're actually leaving that weekend on Saturday, the day before World Marriage Day. So Ken and Signe do a fabulous job, and they'll also be available to talk about couple prayer both today and at the event coming up in February, World Marriage Day. A wonderful dinner dance takes place every year. And then we're going to visit another location in the U.S. that is having a fantastic pro-life gathering. This time we're going to go to lovely San Antonio, Guadalupe Radio. And Patrick Van Dolen with the San Antonio Family Association is going to fill us in on what's happening in their neck of the woods. We'll chat with Kelly Solomon, who's the director of the Newman Guide Programs and the Cardinal Newman Society. And then Gail Buckley will have our scripture verse of the week as we move into this beautiful week of life. Today, January 14th, 2019. Okay, how many times have you written down 2018? I've done it repeatedly. I was signing books on Saturday and I kept writing. I always put the date in there. They kept writing 2018 and had to make corrections. So anyway, all right, let's check the forecast and see what it's going to be like when most of you start traveling down for the March for Life. Many of you have contacted me to say that you're going with your school or with your parish or with your local pro-life chapter. It's all good and it's going to be okay weather-wise. I would love to see it 60 and sunny like it was last year, but I won't push it. All right, let's see. For Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, and Washtenaw counties, very nice today, but cold, sunny, and a high near 35 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy, a few flurries, a high of 33. Wednesday, cloudy, and then it'll clear up a little bit, a high in the mid-30s, and then moving into Thursday, if you're leaving on Thursday, cloudy skies with some light snow showers in the afternoon, high of 32, so that's just fine. Then on Friday, well, we don't have Friday's forecast yet, but it looks like it's going to be similar to Thursdays from what I've heard. Northern Lower Michigan, if you're listening on Berger Broadcasting Country, cloudy skies, a few showers, a high of 34, overcast, just some light flurries tomorrow, also again a high in the mid-30s, and on Wednesday, overcast and 24. Thursday, cloudy skies and a high of 29, just a chance of some snow showers. Going over to Western Michigan, you're looking at cloudy skies, a high of 34, tomorrow cloudy. Let's see, temps near steady in the 30s, and on Wednesday, cloudy skies followed by some partial clearing, a high around 30. Moving into Thursday toward the end of the week, high of 33 degrees. In the central Michigan area, you're looking at sunshine and clouds mixed, a high of 34. Tomorrow, cloudy, a high in the low 30s. And on Wednesday, cloudy skies, then partly cloudy in the afternoon, a high of 31 degrees. Thursday, cloudy and cold, a high of 31. Last but not least, if you're on the border, if you're in southern Michigan, northwestern Ohio, sunny, 33 today. Tomorrow, cloudy, a few flurries, a high of 31. Wednesday, cloudy skies, partly cloudy later in the day, a high of 34. Thursday, cloudy with snow showers, becoming a steady light snow, a high of 32. So everybody pretty much getting the same thing. A little light snow here and there, nothing major in terms of travel, so that's good news. Let's look at the 10-day forecast or the week forecast, shall we, for D.C., as I type it up and see what's up. As far as I remember, in talking with Matt Swaim this morning, it's actually not going to be bad at all. As I mentioned, it's going to be in the 40s. Okay. Let's see. Friday. Ooh! Ooh! Hey, this is good. It's getting warmer. They're looking at partly cloudy skies and pushing 50 degrees. Yes! Let's keep going up there. Sounds good to me. You're listening to Catholic Connection. It's a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN. It's a Monday morning. Hope you're having a great day. Once again, we have Ken and Signe Castell coming up on World Marriage Day in our first hour of the program. Patrick Van Dolen, or Von Dolen, he's with the San Antonio Family Association. And then Kelly Solomon, director of the Newman Guide Program, so the Cardinal Newman Society. Gail Buckley wrapping out a Monday morning. Right now, let's see what's happening in and around the world on January 14th, 2019. Well, trust in the clergy declining sharply over the last year, according to a new Gallup poll. Only 31% of American Catholics now rate the honesty or ethical standards of the clergy as high or very high. The figures released on Friday show a drop of 18 points since 2017 among American Protestants. The same question produced a relatively stable number of 48%, a drop of only 1 point since 2017. The survey was conducted between September 3rd to the 12th, and they questioned over 1,000 adults. Americans previously registered a drop in confidence with the church itself. A similar poll conducted last summer reported that confidence in the church dropped from 52% in June 2017 to 44% in June of 2018. Since that poll was taken, the church in the U.S., we know, has suffered a number of abuse-related scandals, including the resignation of former Cardinal Archbishop Theodore McCarrick from the College of Cardinals, following multiple allegations of sexual abuse and the release of the Pennsylvania grand jury report that showed allegations of widespread clerical sexual abuse in that state over a period of several decades. Pope Francis says the first place children learn and witness of faith is at home. Yesterday, the Holy Father said children will attend catechism class to learn the principles of Christianity. However, before that, the faith must be transmitted at home by the parents. And as Vatican Radio's Devin Watkins explains, his comments are made during Mass in the Sistine Chapel, where, as he does every year, he baptized a number of babies.
During the celebration, the Holy Father baptized 27 newborn babies. Speaking to parents in his homily, Pope Francis reflected on the parental duty of transmitting the faith to the next generation. You have asked the Church for faith for your children, he said, and today they will receive the Holy Spirit and the gift of faith in each one's heart and soul. But the Pope said this faith must be developed, it must grow.
Deve svilupparsi, deve crescere.
Before children study the faith in catechism class, he said, their parents must transmit it at home. He said this is because the faith is always transmitted in dialect, that is, the native language spoken in the environs of the home. Pope Francis said parents transmit the faith through their example and words, and by teaching their children to make the sign of the cross. He said the faith must be transmitted through parents' faith-filled lives so that children may see married love and peace within the family home.
Che vedano che Gesù è lì.
May they see Jesus there, he said. Then Pope Francis gave parents a word of advice.
Mai litigate davanti ai bambini. Mai.
Never fight in front of your children, he said. It's normal that parents should argue. The opposite would be strange. Do it, he urged, but without letting children hear or see. And he explained why he gave this advice.
Voi non sapete l'angoscia che riceve un bambino quando vede litigare i genitori.
You have no idea the anguish it causes a child to see his or her parents fight, the Holy Father noted. He said this was a word of advice that will help you to transmit the faith. I'm Devin Watkins.
For the first time in the modern Republic of Turkey, a church is being built. Construction on the Syriac Orthodox Church will begin next month. There are some 17,000 Orthodox Christians, Syriac Orthodox Christians, living in Istanbul. The church will have a capacity of about 700. It's the first church built in Turkey since the end of the Ottoman Empire back in the 20s. The Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte is continuing his verbal assault on the Catholic Church. On Thursday, he said the Catholic-majority country's bishops are the sons of female dogs. The country's clergy have been critical of him since his war on drugs since he became president in the middle of 2016. The comments coming during a speech at a groundbreaking for a school north of the country's capital of Manila. A storm that's killed seven people is bringing more snow to the Mid-Atlantic today. Meteorologist Bill Cairns has the snowfall numbers for the weekend.
So the highest totals, by the way, were in Missouri. One spot reported 20 inches of snow, but St. Louis had 11 inches. Cincinnati was 8. Indianapolis was about 7. D.C. officially 10. Many areas of northern Virginia were in that 8 to 12-inch range.
Forecasters say conditions will be particularly nasty in and around Washington, D.C., where public schools and the Office of Personnel Management will be closed. Maryland and Virginia will see snow and winds up to 35 miles an hour. The storm is blamed for seven deaths in Missouri and Kansas over the weekend. Out west, California expecting rain and snow all day today into Tuesday. And we'll have more on this. Heavy rains in forecast for Sacramento and up to 2 feet of snow in the mountains to the east of California's capital. Now, the good news, as I mentioned, as you heard me give the forecast for D.C., don't panic. It's clearing out. It'll be well gone by Wednesday and Thursday, so no worries there. As Ken Jeffries reports, today is expected to be the start of 4 straight days of rain throughout Southern California.
Forecasters expect between 2 to 4 inches of rain to result from a series of storms. Residents of recent burn areas, such as the Woolsey Creek and Latuna fires, are urged to be wary for a possible mudslide danger. High winds and up to 6 to 12 inches of snow are expected in the mountains Monday night and Tuesday.
Authorities say an 18-year-old woman is dead and three people in critical condition after a shooting at a motel in Phoenix, Arizona. The Phoenix Police Department provided some details over the weekend.
Two adult males arrived here at the hotel, got into a verbal altercation with a group of people on the second floor. At some point, the alleged suspect pulled out a handgun and began firing multiple shots.
Five of the injured rushed to the hospital. The victims range in age from 18 to 40. Police are currently searching for an outstanding suspect. The president says he's willing to share exactly what was said in his face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
And it was a great conversation. I'm not keeping anything under wraps. I couldn't care less. I mean, it's so ridiculous. These people make it up.
The president made the comment Saturday night in a phone interview with Fox News' Jeanine Pirro. It came after the Post reported Trump had gone to unusual steps to keep details from his five meetings with Putin from his own administration. President Trump will be speaking at the American Farm Bureau Federation convention in New Orleans today. This comes after agriculture struggled back in 2018 amid tariffs and a lack of sales to China. Still, Farm Bureau members say they're looking forward to the visit with the president. Many are optimistic for 2019, they say, after the passing of the Farm Bill, which provides a financial safety net for farm producers. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is cutting his Middle East tour short to attend a family funeral. He met with Saudi leaders today. He will also meet with officials in Oman, but will keep a planned trip to Kuwait. The secretary met for more than an hour with the Saudi king and the crown prince, where he reportedly discussed the Saudi-led war in Yemen. Pompeo's visit coming as part of an effort to reassure Arab allies of American commitments in the region as the White House plans a troop withdrawal from Syria. More locally, a water main break in downtown Detroit is resulting in a boil water advisory for all of downtown, and city officials say it will be likely in place for several days, right when the press coverage of the auto show is starting. Great Lakes Water Authority Chief Operating Officer Cheryl Porter says it's a problem due to old infrastructures.
And it is susceptible to it breaks, especially in cold temperatures, because you can have that freeze-thaw effect.
A 10 to 15-foot section of the water main is being replaced by Detroit Water and Sewerage Department crews, with the work expected to last into today. The boil advisory in effect for an area from the Lodge Service Drive on its western edge to Mount Elliott on the east, and from Interstate 75 south to the Detroit River. And as we mentioned, the auto show officially opening this weekend, but the press are already in town. The review of the North American International Auto Show in the Detroit area beginning today. But General Motors getting a head start last night with the debut of a special Cadillac crossover SUV. Cadillac President Steve Carlisle says they know the 2020 XT6 is going to be in a very competitive market.
The idea of having a mid-sized, three-row, well-styled, efficiently packaged luxury crossover, that's what brought us here.
The automaker unveiled the new three-row vehicle at the Garden Theater, with company officials touting a blend of spaciousness, safety, and convenience. The vehicle includes adaptive cruise control, wireless phone charging, a high-definition surround vision camera, and night vision. Pricing and fuel economy ratings will be released closer to when the vehicle will go into production in the spring in Spring Hill, Tennessee. It is a Monday morning. It's January 14, 2019. So good to be with you today and every day here on Catholic Connection. We will take a quick break and then be right back. Just a reminder, if you've never been to the World Marriage Day Dinner, why not? You need to go. Check it out, worldmarriageday.org. Ken and Signe joining me at the bottom of the hour. Ken and Signe Castell from Couple Prayer and Ave Maria Radio. Patrick Von Dolan from the San Antonio Family Association checking in our national and international hour about a beautiful event, pro-life event, one of many going on in the Lone Star State. Kelly Solomon from the Cardinal Newman Society, and then wrapping up a busy Monday morning with Gail Buckley and our Bible verse of the week. Remember, St. Jerome says ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. So none of that ignorance, no excuses. Very easy to stay in touch with the Lord every single day, especially in the One Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We'll be right back on a Monday. Stay tuned.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent agent. Get Choice Insurance Agency, representing auto owner's insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. Call Greg at Choice Insurance at 734-641-4200, who will protect you in that moment. Call 734-641-4200.
You want what's best for your child. That's why Everest Academy invites you to their open house Sunday, January 27th between 1 and 4 p.m. At Everest, they focus their efforts on helping your child excel in four main areas: academics, spiritual formation, character development, and service to others. The result? Confident, accomplished Catholic leaders, ready to transform the world according to the standards of the gospel. Visit EverestCatholic.org to learn more. That's EverestCatholic.org.
Welcome to an Advanced Dentistry Center family. This is Dr. Metti, and our team strives to treat you like family in a loving and compassionate way as we focus on serving you in a Christ-like manner. We do this by emphasizing prevention and general well-being for a lifetime. Our private practice is small, personal, state-of-the-art, and innovative, with the goal to educate and motivate our patients in improving their oral health. It is through a partnership with you that you will achieve the goals for your smile. Advanced Dentistry is serious about the level of care we provide, with attention to details and an exceptional level of care, skill, and judgment. We are thrilled for the opportunity to serve you.
Dr. Matty and the team invite you to visit them at AdvancedDentistryCenter.com or call them at 248-594-9592. That's 248-594-9592. AdvancedDentistryCenter.com.
This is Father Frank Pavone of Priests for Life. Priests for Life is currently conducting a prayer novena in preparation for January 22nd, the sad observance of the Roe versus Wade decision, which legalized child killing in the United States throughout pregnancy. This prayer, which you can find at prayercampaign.org, asks the grace of mercy and conversion upon our nation, that the killing may cease, and that those who have been involved in abortion may find healing. We need to be spiritually prepared for January 22nd. Many preparations are being made for marches, parish activities, and other events to commemorate this day. Let us prepare spiritually as well. Go to prayercampaign.org to sign up for the novena and download the prayer. The bishops have designated January 22nd as a day of penance. Let's prepare for it well by this novena. This is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life on Radio Maria, a Christian voice in your home.
Nobody stood and guarded them. So they knew from the start, this road would not lead to pain. All they really knew for sure was Jesus had called to them. He said, come follow me, and they came.
Of our gospel today, God, the gospel of St. Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is a time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. They left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little further, and he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in the boat, mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. And that is our gospel for today. Walking away from our comfort zones and following Jesus. Not an easy thing to do. When I think about my own journey of following God's will for my life versus my own and my own plan, I think about the scriptures here because they just dropped it, left everything, and went and followed Jesus. It took me a lot longer to let go of my plans and turn everything over to God. I wish I were as courageous as the apostles. Oh yeah, I get it. He's the one. Let's go. No, that wasn't me. I was bargaining. I was in a tug of war, and I was saying, well, okay, just let me do this. Just let me have this little piece of my life that I really like, and then I'll do anything else you want. Let me keep one foot here in the secular world, staying in with what I know that is so familiar and comfortable, even though I was miserable doing it, and then another world in the church. Now, sometimes there are people who do both, who carry out their vocation in the secular world versus walking away from a secular job and doing full-time ministry. Sometimes their vocation is to stay right where they're at and to witness in another way. But deep down, I knew that that wasn't what I was being called to do. I was being called away from everything I knew and had done since I was just about 13, 14 years old. I have been on the radio since high school. There's a little high school radio station at Southlake High School in St. Clair Shores. Only broadcast for about a block, had a very weak signal. But I had been on the radio, again, since high school. I had been on the air. And it was something that I was so used to doing, I didn't know how to do anything else. And I thought at the time, when I was being called out of the secular media, that that meant I was being called out of the media altogether. And I was super afraid to give that up because I didn't know what else was out there. See, the apostles were doing what they knew best. They were fishermen, many of them. And they were mending their nets, which is a regular thing that they do when they're along the seashore. And that was their comfort zone. That's how they made their living. St. Matthew was a tax collector. There's this beautiful, beautiful painting of St. Matthew. I believe it's housed in St. Augustine Church in Rome, The Calling of Matthew. And Jesus comes into this room, and you see Jesus pointing at Matthew, and Matthew looking at him, and in the process, the way the artist paints this scene, you see that he's leaving everything behind. And again, the same thing. Basta, we're done, we're following you. No, yes, they had their struggles along the way, and they had their infighting, but they really made that commitment. And from what Scripture tells us, they made it pretty quickly and very strongly. There was something in them that knew that this was what they had to do. Abandon it all, as the song says, for the sake of the call. And this is what we were talking about on Saturday when Deacon Dom and I were presenting to the Couples and Deacon Formation for the Archdiocese of Detroit. When you're in marriage, you constantly surrender. You're surrendering to God. You're surrendering to each other. And you're asking God to show him his plan for your marriage versus the other way around. And even when we're in ministry, as I mentioned earlier, we realize in many cases that sometimes we in ministry even say, okay, this is what I want to do for you, God. Now put your blessing on it, and then we can all go forward and have a great life together. But God may have something totally different in mind than something you feel you must do. I really thought, if I said in my testimony, if you heard me give it before, maybe read in one of my books, that my vocation was to stay in the secular media and to be a positive force for good there. When I came back to the church, it happened for a few years. I was still in the secular media when that happened, but it didn't last very long. God took me out of the secular media kicking and screaming to show me that he had something much different and better planned. He never shows you the full picture. I mean, he didn't show the apostles everything, right? Jesus was with them. He invested in them for 3 years and trained them and taught them and witnessed to them. They saw all kinds of miracles. But they didn't see the whole plan ahead of them in terms of spreading the gospel around the world. Little by little, he gives us an idea of what he wants us to do. We couldn't handle it. I know if God would have told me 25 years ago that I'd be doing an international talk show and speaking and writing and that Deacon Dom would be a deacon, as I told the couples on Saturday, I would have told you, I don't know what you're drinking or smoking, but I want some of it near a few sandwiches short of a picnic. It wasn't my plan. But see, that's the whole message of this gospel. We have to let go of our plan, or we have to ask God, is my plan in line with your plan? This is what I'm thinking here, God. This is what's coming to me. Please show me. And he will. He'll reveal it little by little. And he'll give you signs of where he wants you to go. But we have to be willing, deep down, to do exactly what the apostles did today in the gospel. And that is, as Stephen Curtis Chapman says so beautifully, abandon it all for the sake of God's call on our lives. We'll be right back.
Do you have a mid to large size business and are looking for a full service marketing and advertising company? Geektown USA is making the challenging world of digital much simpler to understand. It's always good to have a geek on your side, so let us help you with your branding, website, and digital marketing. Visit geektownusa.com, and when you contact us, mention Ave Maria Radio. Geektown USA, where creative marketing meets smart technology. Visit geektownusa.com today.
Have you fallen out of love with your spouse? Are you frustrated, hurt, or angry with each other? RetroVi can help. Let us show you new communication skills and conflict resolution techniques that can help rebuild a loving marriage relationship. There is an alternative to divorce. The next RetroVi programs in Southeast Michigan are January 18th in English and January 25th in Spanish. Visit helpourmarriage.org. That's helpourmarriage.org.
Beacon Skin and Surgeries is a comprehensive dermatology center on the border of Troy and Rochester Hills, south of N59, and in Dearborn, west of Telegraph. Beacon Skin and Surgeries perform full skin exams and focus on the diagnosis and treatment of all types of skin cancer and precancerous lesions. All are board-certified dermatologists and fellowship-trained surgeons. Call 248-852-1900. Beacon Skin and Surgeries, a beacon for patient care. 248-852-1900. Fire on the Earth's Peter Herbeck on living for God and for the world's possessions.
Whatever they are, the things you want to possess and have in this world, we sometimes hide them from God. We don't want to bring them into our relationship with God because we're afraid he might say something we don't want to hear about those things. You can't have both. And Jesus is saying, as long as you hold on to those things, you're not going to make progress. At the end of your life, when I call you home, the story of your life will have been written. It will be all there for my Father to see. What did you want in this world? Did you really seek God? Did you love God first? If you did that, there will be a glorious story that's communicated for all eternity. But friends, if we were half in and half out, or Jesus talks about as being lukewarm, that mainly our Christianity, our Catholicism, is kind of driven by a sort of slight sense of guilt, that's all going to be revealed. And there'll be tremendous sadness. And the scripture says we will pound our chests with regret and cry out, what was I thinking? So that's why the Apostle Peter says, strive, friends, make every effort. For if you do this, you will never fall. Embrace it, run after it.
Peter Herbeck spreads fire on the earth, weekday mornings at 6:30 and again at 11:45 on 990 Ave Maria Radio.
He was sentenced to life in prison, yet behind bars he found freedom. Freedom in Christ. Tom Naimi was eventually set free after serving 18 years for his crimes, but it was while in prison he found his call to evangelize. Blessed by the Holy Spirit during baptism, each of us are given a charism or two that we can use to bring others to Christ. Today, Tom Naimi preaches and teaches Scripture. All of us have the ability to evangelize. I consider myself a communication evangelist. Perhaps you have the gift of music, art, intercessory prayer, writing, or serving the poor. Whatever your talent or charism is, it can be used to teach others. We are called as Christians to learn the faith, teach the faith, and use our God-given talents to bring others to the faith. So once you proclaim Christ as your Savior, get ready to share the proclamation with others and find your way to evangelize today. This has been a Christ-centered communication message. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, a communication evangelist.
Be there or be square, as the kids would say. I love to promote this event, World Marriage Day Dinner. Every year it's held at the stunning San Marino Club in Troy on 16 Mile, and it's the deal of the day, I mean, of the century, of the week, of the month, whatever you want to say. Where are you going to go? And I say this until I sound like a broken record or a broken, what would it be, Ken and Signe? Because kids don't know what records are anymore. MP3 player.
Yeah.
Audio file.
Flash drive. I'm not sure.
Broken flash drive, yeah. But
that's probably even older.
It is such a wonderful event that is so affordable, and it's a great evening with like-minded folks. There's music, there's great food, and there's a great talk, and you just go and you celebrate your marriage. So good morning to Ken and Signe Castell from Our Lady of Good Counsel Parish in the Archdiocese of Detroit, also from Couple Prayer, and they're also the MCs this year, again, of World Marriage Day. Good morning to you guys. Good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning to you. It's great to be here.
All right. So why should, and Ken, I'll start with you, why should couples register for World Marriage Day?
You hit it on the head. I mean, what a deal. Okay, for $60 per couple, you get a five-course meal, you get great speakers, and then you get great music by Rennie Kaufman and his daughter, dancing, dinner. It's like a giant wedding reception, and you don't need to bring a gift.
Yeah.
I mean, it is such a party. People are so quick to protest anything and everything these days, but yet we don't come together to celebrate the good things in life. And this is an opportunity to come together with like-minded people, you know, up to 300 couples, 600 people. It's like a giant party. It is just an amazingly fun day.
Yeah, last year we had Jen and Nick Tom speaking, and it was busting at the seams. I think it was close to between 600 and 700 people.
Yeah, it was a great, great event. And it always is. I mean, you usually MC it. Signe and I have had the opportunity to do it a couple of times now. But we've had Peter and Debbie Herbeck. We had Dr. Ray Garendi, Father Leo Petalinghug. Just the list goes on and on. And it's no matter who's speaking, it's always a tremendous day. It's so much fun.
It is.
We wouldn't miss it.
I know. It's just a beautiful event. And I'm sorry that Deacon Dom and I aren't going to be there. We'll be on our way to the Holy Land. I wish I could bilocate, but as Dominic says, God will never give me that gift because he knows I'll be shopping in two places at once. But I digress. So, Signe, who are the speakers this year? Tell us about the guest speakers.
Yes, they are Randy and Therese Cerner, and they're authors and clinical counselors and speakers. They are from this Ann Arbor area. They've been involved in pastoral care and family ministry for many years, both in the U.S. and internationally. They have a list of books that they have authored, and 49 years married, 5 children, 2 grandchildren. So they sound well-rounded and like they are good and ready to present to this group of couples who show up on the February 10th.
And I found out a little insider secret.
What?
In my investigative reporting. Therese is a sister of Ralph Martin.
Yes, I heard that.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you talk about qualified speakers. I mean, that whole Martin family. I don't know what their parents were eating when they were carrying their children, but they obviously did something.
Yeah, they sure did.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's an incredible opportunity. Do we know their main topic of discussion, Ken? What they'll be focusing on in the talk?
I'm not sure, but they are going to pass out a booklet that they wrote, and everyone that attends is going to get one. It's called "Transform Your Marriage." And it's a handy little booklet that talks about putting God first And we know that it's so critical. I mean, if you get your priorities straight, if you put God and Jesus at the center of your marriage and your spouse second, then everything else will fall into place. So I think that since they're passing that booklet out, if I had to guess, I would think that, you know, how do we put God first in our marriage? It will transform the marriage, and so I think that that's probably what the topic is going to be. They also have another book, 10 Weeks to a Better Marriage, so they could be intertwining both of those. But it's going to be some helpful tips and hints and how to just strengthen your marriage. And it's kind of like what we do in couple prayer, you know, make weak marriages strong and make good marriage is great, and that's exactly what I think they're going to be focusing on.
Now, Sydney, I also understand, looking at the flyer, that Father Patrick Gagné is going to be there again for couples if they want prayer.
Right. What a gift he is. Talk about a bright light for Christ, and that would be Father Patrick. And what a gift it is, you know, that he will be available to pray with and over the couples. After we hear the talk from Randy and Therese. He's just, he brings such a positive energy to the whole event.
Yeah, we first encountered him at the Encounter Conference back in Ann Arbor a year ago. What a phenomenal guy, just on spirit, on fire. And to be prayed over by him is a really powerful experience. So if you've got couples that may feel a need for that and don't know where to go, they can get that at this event as well.
We're talking with Ken and Sydney Castell from Our Lady of Good Counsel Parish and Couple Prayer. They're also the MCs this year at the World Marriage Day, which is coming up on Sunday, February 10th, 2019. You can register at worldmarriageday.org, worldmarriageday.org. It's a great bargain. You get so much bang for your buck. You get a five-course meal, as Ken said. There's beautiful music and dancing, and there's a great talk to encourage you. And to me, and I said this, Deacon Dom and I don't know if you heard, but we were presenting to the Deacon Couples in Formation on Saturday, and we were doing our Intimate Graces talk. And for us, and having gone through what we've gone through in our own testimony and journey back to the church, it's very frustrating when people are either afraid or they don't think they need to go to something like this because their marriage is fine and we're doing great. And I know you two have a similar story in terms of you thought you were doing just fine, and then when you discovered couple prayer, everything changed. And I don't know what people are afraid of, or they'll go to a retreat on their own, they'll go to a women's retreat, and that's good, that's great, I do women's retreats all the time, and men's retreats, and nobody's saying they shouldn't go to that, but it's also very important to do something for your marriage, correct? Ken, I'll go to you first.
Yeah, absolutely, Teresa. One of the things you said earlier in your show was the No Time for God survey
mm-hmm.
that
yeah,
was
Christians
done.
Yeah, too busy for God, right.
Too busy mm-hmm. for God. And, you know, that's, excuse me, that's, we've got to make time. You make time for things that matter. And if your marriage matters, you've got to make time. And think about the time that you spend, you know, on Facebook or doing emails or reading the news or the whole list goes on and on and on. But yet we simply don't take time for our marriages, and we don't take time to spend with God so that he can strengthen us individually and as a couple. When I wrote that down, my little note, I made a handwritten typo, and I wrote down now time for God instead of no time for God. And I said, oh, maybe that's a message here. I didn't necessarily intend to do that, but yeah, now is the time to make time for God. We've got to do it, and you got to make time for your marriages. What better time to do it than going into Valentine's Day? Men, if you're listening out there, surprise your wife this year. Instead of getting her flowers or chocolate, take her to this dinner. Take her to this event. Show her that your marriage matters.
Thoughts. Yeah.
I would speak to the wives. You know, you be the one. Oftentimes, it's the wife who is more comfortable going into a group or joining with other couples. And so, wives, surprise your husbands for Valentine's Day with this gift. And, you know, I want to just mention that I remember the first time that Ken and I heard about World Marriage Day and we chose to attend. And, you know, this is out on the east side. We're west siders. And we thought, oh, gosh, you know, we're not going to know anybody. Well, don't you know, people come from all over. And it didn't take long before we did spot a couple who were familiar to us and who are now very good friends. But people are so welcoming to, you know, see another couple walk in and have a seat at somebody's table. And it's just such a warm, welcoming, fun event. And I remember, too, once it got started that first time, to look at that full banquet room, knowing that they were all couples, either engaged, hoping to be engaged, or married couples, that made up the entire group. And that was a very powerful thing, to know that everyone was there with the same mindset, celebrating the great gift and sacrament of marriage.
Now, one other thing you mentioned, Teresa, is Pope Francis's message today.
Yes.
That our children need to see that their parents love each other. You know, that is, Signe talks about a study, and we use it in couple prayer, about it being more important. Why don't you pick it up?
More important for children to know that their parents love each other than to know that they love them, the children. It makes them feel so safe and secure to know that mom and dad are united and loving toward one another. And I remember when Ken and I heard that for the first time, it surprised us, because we get so caught up in, you know, just sometimes overdoing, showering our kids with protection and love. Certainly we need a good amount of that, but not at the expense of losing our sight of the gift that our spouse is in our marriage.
Yeah, the right priority for marriage is, you know, God first, spouse second, and then everything else after that.
Right, and the children
family,
after that too. Right.
Closely behind the spouse. But you can't put the children above the spouse. Or just, it doesn't work. You've got to, and job's down there someplace. But again, God first, which is what I think Randy and Teresa are going to talk about, and then spouse second. Let your children see you doing things together like this, where not only does it show your love for each other, but it also shows your love for God. And the faith that you've got in God and the trust you have in putting Him into the center of your marriage. They need to see it.
Yeah, I thought that his homily was great yesterday, and it reminded me of what he said a few years ago. And he said this to his Vatican employees before he sent them off for Christmas. And they said, the best thing you can do for your children is to love each other.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you had briefly mentioned that you're aware that Ken and I were at a point in our marriage where it was good enough. Well, you know what? God has so much more for us. And along with, you know, certainly there are conferences and retreats and pilgrimages. Those are all really great things to do. But this is so non-intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's a big celebration.
Yeah, it's a party.
It's a party
for marriage.
It is a party.
Beer and wine. And
you know,
yeah,
there's
just a lot of fun.
You don't have to take any notes and you don't have to, you know, share anything. It's just there for a celebration, and it just does something to you deep inside. You know, it lifts you up. It reminds you of what a gift and what a worthy celebration it is for our marriages.
Yeah, the timing is great too. I mean, it's the Sunday before Valentine's Day, as I mentioned before. It starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so you go and you end up eating a wonderful meal, a 5-course meal, starting at about 3:30, 3:45, and then there's a talk, and it doesn't go on and on and on. It's, you know, 45 minutes or there, you know, plus or minus a little bit, and then the rest of the evening is dancing. Again, I mentioned there's beer and wine available, so it's a party. It is a party to celebrate marriage. I just can't. We always go. I mean, once we discovered it, we haven't missed.
Yeah, and the other thing too, the timing is really great, as you mentioned, Ken, because if you have young children, you can get home in plenty of time to put them in bed, because usually it wraps up, most of the time it wraps up 8 o'clock, and some people start leaving a little bit earlier if they have young children. But really, it wraps up early enough so you don't have to get to bed and get up to work. You're not going to be exhausted. It's just the timing is really, really nice.
Yeah.
And it's just a great thing to do as well to break up the winter when the winter gets kind of dark and cold and you're kind of like, oh, I just need a pick-me-up. So it just comes, I think, at a really good time on the calendar.
Right. Yeah. And I think the timing also works out for people who might be driving a distance. This is an event that is worth driving a distance for. It's the only event like this that we know of in this general area within a couple of hours. So we would really encourage people to, you know, not put off making their reservation and making this plan. Get another couple to come along with you.
Get a table. I mean, the tickets are $60 per couple. If you can get a table for 10, so that it would be five couples, for $275. So you save $5 a couple off of the already really good price for all that you get. You can reserve a full table. You can buy individual tickets. You get it all at worldmarriageday.org. That's the website to order your tickets or to purchase your tickets.
Now, very easy, worldmarriageday.org. The flyer is there. You can download and print the flyer. You can spread it around at church, give it to your pastor to put it in the bulletin.
Yeah.
We will be right back to wrap up with Ken and Signe Castell. They're the MCs this year for World Marriage Day from Couple Prayer, and they're going to be on with us, I believe, in a couple of weeks to really dive into the Couple Prayer series as well. And we'll do that in the second hour so the entire country and world can hear about it, although everybody listening online will find out more about it up next. We'll have a little bit of time to chat when we come back. We're chatting with the Castells, and they're the MCs this year of the beautiful event, an annual event, World Marriage Day 2019, the dinner dance, February 10th at the San Marino Club in Troy, Michigan. If you have a question or if you'd like to just share the good time that you've had in the past at a World Marriage Day gathering, 877-573-7825. Check it out, worldmarriageday.org. Stay tuned.
On the next Cresta in the Afternoon.
During our review of the year's top stories, we discussed a Chinese scientist who had produced gene-edited human babies using a technique known as CRISPR. Father Tad Poholchek joins us with more details on the ethical issues at stake and the runaway train of in vitro fertilization. Also, Mike Aquilina on how villains in the early church made us stronger.
Cresta in the Afternoon from 4 to 6 on 990 Ave Maria Radio.
What are the doctrines Catholics believe, and why do we believe them? Join host Peggy Stan on Power from the Pews for our special series, More Than a Minute with the Catechism, as she quizzes the experts, top theologians, philosophers, and catechists to share the truths about our Catholic faith. That's this Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. on Ave Maria Radio and AveMariaRadio.net.
This is Henry Root, your host for Putting On the Mind of Christ. Each week we go into the Ave Maria CD library. We pull on a talk or two to see what our Lord might have to say to us. Most of these talks are recorded at area gatherings and conferences. Most of the speakers are nationally known. The topics are varied, but they are all centered on the Lord, and they all are worth your listening time. You're back from Mass. It's not yet dinner time. Why not sit back and join us? Be fed on the Lord. Listen this and every Sunday afternoon at 3 for Putting On the Mind of Christ on 990 WDEL in the Metro Detroit area and 1440 WMAX in the Saginaw Valley. Putting On the Mind of Christ is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild.
Wonder there for you. Do I Do is the name of the song, and yes, we do, right, Ken and Signe?
Yes.
We support marriage. What a great song for the event, worldmarriageday.org, coming up Sunday, February 10th, 2019, at the lovely San Marino Club in Troy. A five-course dinner. There is a cash bar if you'd like a glass of wine. There's great music by Rennie Kaufman. He's fantastic. And then great speakers and terrific MCs who are on the air with us right now, Ken and Signe Castell. Now, you will also have information about couple prayer at the event, correct?
We do. We'll have a table set up, and we'll talk a bit about just the idea of praying together. We'll have DVDs available, and we'll talk about upcoming live events that we're doing. It's not the focus, but we will certainly mention it and be able to answer any questions that people might have.
Well, one of the things, Signe, I think that flows naturally from something like this is when you see other couples together and when it's opened with prayer and you find out that there are other couples who pray together, I think that's a way to pique interest for those married couples who attend and the engaged couples to incorporate this in their life.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Teresa. You feel such a connection in that gathering of all those couples. And when you see it in action, you know, when you see the presenting couple or Father Ganyu, you know, give a beautiful prayer before we all start, it all starts to feel more spontaneous and normal. And because it is, as God created us to be in our marriage, praying together, there's something that resonates. It feels very good and right. And it does kind of plant a seed, I think, for some interest. And hopefully, you know, people just at least starting to think about it and talk about it together.
Yeah. What a great Valentine's gift this is. We're almost out of time. Ken and Signe Castell will be the MCs for the beautiful 2019 World Marriage Day Dinner that's coming up on Sunday, February 10th. You can check it out online. The website is terrific. It's very easy to download the flyer. And, Ken, it's $60, correct?
That's right. Correct. It's $60 between now and January 31, and then it goes up to $70. So if you're thinking about doing it, do it.
Hey, I never met a sale I didn't like. As you well know.
There you go.
$10 off until the end of the month. So check it out, worldmarriageday.org. And I know Fran and Rich are listening right now, Fran and Rich Walden. And they're encouraging you to call. I think they have about 100 couples already, but we want to pack it again as we did last year. It's going to be a great event. And I look forward to talking to you two lovebirds in a few weeks about couple prayer.
Thank you. God bless your trip to Washington and the march.
Pray that the snow will all melt as the sun comes out and shining on all of us. We'll be right back on Catholic Connection on a Monday. Stay tuned.